This is episode number 2218 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, May 26, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, Johnny Depp.
Ah.
Captain Jack, he was back on the witness stand yesterday.
Yeah.
To rebut the allegations of abuse that Amber Heard made against him during her testimony.
Oh, okay. All right. So I was wondering why weren't they done? But I guess not.
Well, closing arguments are supposed to be Friday.
Okay.
They
tomorrow.
Had a,
yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so yesterday they also had, there was a whole TMZ-ish thing going on yesterday.
The whole thing is TMZ-ish.
No, there was an ex-reporter of TMZ volunteered to testify.
Okay.
TMZ entered an emergency thing about, no, we got to protect our sources.
Yeah.
And the judge is like, he's offering to volunteer test.
You have
nothing to do with this.
Really?
And so he testified.
And? Was it
and he's,
pro-Johnny, pro-Amber?
It was pro-Johnny.
Okay. Right.
He says they were indeed tipped off about...
Oh, really?
Things that,
Heard says
they were. Anyway.
The plot thickens.
And that photos were altered. Anyway, this is
photos?
Just...
Wow, they're saying that? Seriously. They're saying the photos were altered? That's... Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They had a meta something-something guy.
Mm-hmm. And he said
expert
that,
witness, and he goes...
Said that they were doctored.
He said... Nobody can authenticate her photos.
Wow.
Because they have, there's evidence of
wow.
the flaring.
Now, remind me,
mm-hmm.
is this a jury decision or a judge decision?
Jury.
So there's a judge there. Okay. All right. Well, you know, this is where you, as a lawyer, who's the best lawyers? Who's the best team?
Well, evidently, you know, Camille Vasquez is the, you know,
yeah.
the star.
Right.
But anyway, Kate Moss also testified via video link.
Oh, okay.
She denied a rumor that came up earlier in the trial that Johnny Depp once pushed her down a flight of stairs when they were dating.
Oh, well, see, and I think we figured that she was either paid off or that was true.
Well, the thing is that she would never, this was all...
Well, wasn't this like a National Enquirer story? Somebody,
yeah,
somebody
that type
asked
of thing.
Her, you know, are you okay? And she said she fell down some stairs and they made it up.
Yeah.
They made it up.
So, yeah, he calls Amber's, now Johnny Depp, he said Amber's claims are, when he was on the stand, he goes,
mm-hmm.
ridiculous, humiliating, ludicrous, painful, savage, unbelievably
savage.
Brutal, cruel, and all false.
Parlay. Oh, wait.
All right.
That wasn't this part.
You might have heard the judge refused the, you know, Depp's team, you know, when they were expected to make a motion that
yeah.
Heard's thing is dismissed, and the judge was expected to say no, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, that's what happened. I mean, you know,
yeah.
they've gone to this much trouble. Why would they, you know, otherwise think
so,
otherwise? So it sounds like
yesterday was a bit interesting. It was.
You're still Team Johnny?
I am still Team Johnny,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Absolutely.
We should put this on, we should take a little wager. I don't know what we're going to wager. Maybe a donut. And we should go ahead and put it in a hermetically sealed envelope on the refrigerator in the Jock Lounge. And we'll see who comes out right. Depp or Amber?
Don't need an envelope. I'm not going to, I'm team Johnny.
She's team Johnny.
He ain't innocent.
No, I don't think he's innocent.
But she's...
I don't think, and I mean, I don't want to belittle this, but I don't think that either one of them will win anything. It'll be, we're done. That's my strong opinion. We'll see.
Lord Scott Disick.
Okay.
He just hasn't had the easiest time bearing witness to ex Kourtney Kardashian's extravagant wedding.
Oh, poor Scott.
To Travis Barker. And Travis Barker to Courtney's thong.
To her
from
thong.
Afar.
Okay, I get that. Well, if I wasn't such a creepy old man, I'd also be in love with her thong. But we'll leave it at that.
Her wedding thong.
Oh, yeah. I'm down with it. Like
which really
booty.
Didn't need to be make an appearance at the wedding.
Well,
I'm just saying.
That's the new garter belt. wedding fog, right?
Try to take that off and toss it to your groomsmen.
I saw something on TikTok where, anyway.
On Sunday, as we all know, and can't unsee, Kravis tied the knot in Portofino, Italy.
Yes.
It was one of three ceremonies in which they participated. Mm-hmm. Only, you know, two out of three were legal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't know why.
Well, two out of three. You only need to get married once.
And you know, it always upsets me when they say that Elvis isn't legal.
What do you mean?
When you get married by Elvis.
Oh, the Vegas Elvis. I was thinking, okay. Yeah. No, but they didn't get a license. That's weird.
But see, you're getting married by Elvis. Do you really need a license? Come on.
No, it was a practice.
I know. I'm kidding. Good grief.
Because who doesn't know how to say I do on cue?
Well, yeah.
You need to practice.
Well, they had practiced for their courthouse ceremony.
Oh, I like this.
Step ceremony.
Because then the Vegas Elvis was actually the wedding rehearsal.
Oh, yeah.
Now, rehearsal who could say that Elvis was your rehearsal pastor?
That's pretty good.
Hunka, hunka, burning love, baby.
Reverend Elvi.
Hunka, hunka.
All right, so Scott isn't taking this well.
Thank you very much.
He's spending time with friends to keep his mind off of it.
I wonder if Pete's with him because, you know, he and Pete are fast friends.
Yeah,
now.
They are.
Yeah.
And
Pete's busy with Kim. I'm just saying.
Source tells People Exclusively that it's been hard for him to process and digest, even though he knew it was coming and he didn't put a ring on it.
It's your fault, Scott. It's all your fault.
Look, Scott, you'll still get money from them somehow. You'll probably still be on camera.
He probably knows where the bodies are buried.
Probably.
So I'm pretty sure we don't have to worry too much about ye old Scott.
Well, a source continues that he was always accepted by the family.
Go against the family.
Nobody.
Even has absolute lows, and now he can't even come to one of the biggest events of the family.
Oh.
That's because it's his ex. And he's not handling it well.
You know who likes him?
Whatever.
Chloe likes him. Doesn't Chloe like Scott?
I think so, yeah. They get along.
She could use a dude.
Momager likes him.
Momager, didn't she get married? Did she marry Corey, Casper, whatever his name is?
Did she marry him? Or was she going to marry him? Something like that.
I think she was.
Her boy toy?
I read somewhere, I don't know if it was one of those clickbaits, you know? It's like, you know, Momager marries for the third time. I saw that today. Matter of fact, you know who hasn't married for the third time yet, though she tried to fool us earlier? That's Halle Berry. So we'll let that.
Do you think it's going to happen? Her and Van?
No.
No?
I think they'll break up. I'm hoping. Hoping against hope.
Sending it out into the universe.
Have a great day. More Who Cares news mañana. See you then, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.